Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You know, so many people ask me all the time, what's it like working for Entrepreneur? Man, those entrepreneurs, they are special people. And it's true. I'm here to tell you it is true. And if you feel something stirring in your soul, and you know that deep down inside you were meant to be an entrepreneur, I say do it. Just muster up the courage and do it. And there's a lot of coaches that we can get to help you do it. We talk to them on this radio show all the time. There's many books to help you do it. There's a brand called Entrepreneur. We are here to help you do it. Entrepreneur.com, check it out. You can pick up one of our magazines on newsstands, or there are many resources on our website that will help you to take that next step. I have a guest today on the show that I want to introduce you to. She is a soul sister to me. Her name is Tiffany Peterson. You can find her on web at TiffanySpeaks.com, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, TiffanySpeaks.com. And if you just judge a book by its Twitter handle or this person, The Hope Giver, that's her Twitter handle. I love that. Tiffany, how you doing?
Hi, dear friend. It's so fun to be with you.
I love this woman. You guys, I swear to you, and especially you ladies, need to check out TiffanySpeaks.com. I've been around for a long time. I've been doing this job for a long time. And I've been an entrepreneur since I was 5 years old, selling lemonade on the corner in Southern California. And I started making money. And I remember as a little tiny kid, yes, didn't even know what an entrepreneur was. But I remember making my own money. It was a source of freedom to me. I was like, I have money. You know, I was like 10 cents for a cup of lemonade. And but I've been an entrepreneur almost my entire life, since I was about 5 years old. And I have seen all types of entrepreneurs and all types of coaches and speakers and people, you know, of every walk of life all around the world. And every now and then you bump into somebody who has a spark in their soul that is so beautiful that they shine. And I say, Tiffany, you are one of those people. And I'm so proud to have you as a friend. Forget about everything you teach for a moment. I just feel good that I have a person like you in my life, and I want to share that with all these people. And that's why I wanted you to be on the show today. A couple of reasons, because one, you have started a brand new podcast, which has already risen to the top ranks, and you guys should go check it out, the Tiffany Peterson Podcast, real simple, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, I know, just in case you can't spell, the Tiffany Peterson Podcast. But she has done so many things, and I don't even know where to start with the things that you've done, from sales to entrepreneurship to energy economy that you talk about. You are your energy economy. You have to take care of yourself. So much. Is there a way you could do an elevator pitch and give like a minute or so of the condensed life of Tiffany Peterson, where you've been and what you've done to be the coach that you are today, a business coach?
Oh, goodness, love. Well, I think the short and the sweet is, initially, I was going to be a special needs teacher, and I worked in a few classrooms in Salt Lake City over a couple of years as an aide while I was going to school. So I've always had a teacher heart. And sometimes, Alan, when I speak in large groups and audiences, and I'll say, I was going to be a special needs teacher, they'll say, you still are. So,
right?
Because, you know, everyone has challenges and, right, and things that we're working through. But I've always had a soft spot to help people work through their challenges and to fulfill and become more of their God-given potential. And I know that can sound like a cute little meme or ism, but I sincerely feel that way. And so I've always been drawn to true principles. I worked for Stephen Covey in my corporate days, and his powerful work was Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And I went on to work for Jack Canfield and Robert Kiyosaki and some great true principles-based work. And I've always loved principles. And so it evolved into me in sales. I helped them make millions and millions of dollars selling programs for them. And I went out on my own almost 10 years ago and speaking and coaching and training around true principles in sales and life that help people be a more intentional creator of the lives or businesses that they're curating.
All right, hold tight, hold tight. I love all that. I got a commercial break I got to take. It's national radio all across America and podcast at entrepreneur.com and all the normal places. Here is a woman that can teach so much value, not only for your business, not only can she help you to see things more clearly, but I want to talk, first of all, we are all, every single one of us, drained. I'm not even sure how I could say this, but I need to find where am I draining my energy out to, because I want so badly to work as hard as I can, to do as good as I can for the people I'm working for, but I'm killing myself in that process. Tiffany Peters says, she says, you are your energy economy. Tiffany Peterson, the podcast now available, TiffanySpeaks.com. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm going to be right back. Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Entrepreneur.com on the web, and you can find all the resources you want. You can listen to more of these radio shows, or you can meet my friends like Tiffany Peterson, and you can also go and listen to her brand spanking new The Tiffany Peterson Podcast. She's joining us right now. So here's the situation. I was just talking to one of my friends. He says, my God, I am so worn out. My body is drained. My energy is gone. But I still know that I have to keep going. I'm not going to let the world get me down. I'm not going to let it take me. I'm going to push through this. And I'm like, man, I wish I had some good advice for him. And then, you know, in our casual conversation, you said you would talk about the energy economy. And you are your energy economy. Please help us. What do you mean by this? Give us some tips.
Here's the thing is that sometimes we believe as entrepreneurs that we have to burn the candle at both ends to create success.
Yes.
And ironically, it's the opposite, is that you are the engine behind your goals. As a car guy, you get this. Like, you can have the prettiest car, but you've got to put fuel in that tank and you've got to put oil in it and care for it. And so I think that when we understand, a lot of people, we talk about the conversation of self-care, body, mind, heart, spirit. Are you taking time to move your body, nourish your mind, nourish your spirit, doing things that help you feel more nourished and rooted? I don't believe in the word balance because that doesn't exist, but are you rooted and are you nourished in your priorities, beginning with yourself? Is that you're the fuel, you're the power plant behind your life and behind your business. Where I think most people struggle, it depends on their mindset, Alan, of how they see this. Do they see their self-care as a luxury, like if I have enough time, then I'll do? Or do they see it as foundational fuel to what's producing their life, their relationship, their business success? And so it can be the simplest of things, but here's the deal, is that how we create change in any area of our life requires us to make a decision. My favorite quote of all time is a gentleman named Foster Hubbard, where he says, doing isn't difficult, deciding is. Every single one of your listeners already knows that they perform better when they feel better, that when they take time to exercise and get good rest and disconnect from their technology and pray or meditate or get out in the woods, do the things that refuel them, they already know if they feel better, they're going to perform better. So you already knew that before you heard me say that, but back to that quote is the doing isn't the difficult. It is actually not hard to go work out every day or even go on a 15-minute walk every day or pray or meditate every day.
Let me tell you how
difficult is deciding.
Yeah, no, I agree. So here's what I did. Because I am a king procrastinator, I know I should do it, and I know I should do it, and tomorrow morning I'll wake up and know I should do it. So what I do is, because I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a serial entrepreneur, I decided, and you're going to laugh, and I already know you know this, but I went out and I bought a 12,000 square foot gym to make myself work out. How many times do you think I've been there so far in the last year and a half?
I don't know if I want to ask.
Once. Once. And I got a phone call and had
one
to
time.
Leave. Once. One time. So even though I bought a gym, I cannot, it's like, I cannot make myself do something that my mind is not ready for. So, you know, like you said, deciding is the difficult thing. I even do things. I like set myself up to fail. So I'm trying to trick myself because I have such a stubborn mind. And I think that stubborn pig-headed mind that I have has also helped me to be successful in some ways too. But I love this. Let me just reiterate. nourish the mind, body, heart, and spirit. Is there a certain order to there? Am I doing that right? Or does it matter?
I think they can, to me, they all matter.
Right.
Certain people might prioritize them a certain way. They might say spirit, you know, heart, body, mind, or something like that. It doesn't matter. They all have a value.
Right. Well, all I can tell you is that lately, it seems like so many of us entrepreneurs are burning the candle at both ends of the stick. And we do need to have a business coach like Tiffany Peterson that can help us not only in our business, because yes, our business needs to have advice from somebody that is seeing this from a distance, but our mind needs to be nourished, our heart and our spirit. And the one thing I noticed about Tiffany Peterson is she's God-centered. This, to me, is something that has been missing in business for far too long. We're all afraid to even say the word God. It's not PC anymore. We're going to change that. We'll be right back with more Tiffany Peterson. TiffanySpeaks.com, the Tiffany Peterson podcast, and on Twitter, The Hope Giver. I'm Alan Taylor. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. Well, thanks for joining us. Today we're taking a little deeper dive into nourishing the body, mind, heart, and spirit, and taking a look at the mindset. You know, we've all been brought up differently. We all deal with stress differently. We all deal with our spiritual nature differently. We've all had things downloaded into us by life differently. And sometimes it's good to have just a conversation with somebody or listen to a conversation with somebody that actually kind of has their stuff under control. That person for me is Tiffany Peterson. And honestly, Tiff, I don't even know how to say thank you enough, because the conversations that we have whenever I give you a call tend to be, you know, you say, how you doing? And I tell you, and you automatically start, you know, coaching, loving me and giving me some food for my soul. And I think this is so important, because you're a business coach. That normally does not go hand in hand. It's normally, all right, tell me about your numbers. Sales, 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 numbers, numbers, numbers. But you tend to look at the nourishment of the body, the mind, the heart, the spirit. And these are what we're made of, the foundation of what we're made of.
Well, can I share one thought there, Alan, is that I think for me is understanding it, a basic life principle, a universal principle, is that everything is energy. And so when I'm coaching someone, when I get hired to be their sales or business coach or speak at a sales conference, we talk about self-care as their first go-to sales strategy. Is, do you have energy in the tank? Because sometimes we've all had the experience of getting home from work or completing our business day, and maybe it's, say, 5 or 6 p.m. in the evening, and we technically still have 3 or 4 hours in the night or even more to work on our other goals or to do the things or make progress, but do we have the energy? A lot of times we think, oh, I don't have enough time. How often do we all say that? Oh, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. But I'm asking you to think strategically. Do I have enough energy to achieve my goals? Is the thought process strategically about your sales, about your business? Do I have enough energy? And so, yes, of course, we want to look at your sales funnel and sales scripting and all of that. But first and foremost, foundationally, is you are the vessel, right? I say invest in the vessel, is that you are the energy. And so it's saying, am I taking time to fill up my own cup? And to ask yourself, one of the things you and I were talking about when we went to break was that it can be whatever you want it to be. It might not be a formal workout in the gym. It might be a simple 15-minute walk on your lunch break or after dinner with your spouse. Or you say, okay, I'm going to take 10 minutes in the day before I get on my technology. I'm a big fan of a morning ritual that you start your day before you meet with the world, you meet with yourself and your higher power. And you get centered and you get anchored and you do things that nourish you first. And I think that when we understand the connection, is this isn't just feel-good talk. It's foundationally the fuel for you to power up all the other areas of your life, including your sales and including your business. But I remember a sales trainer once said to me years and years ago, said, the person that comes to the sales interaction with the most energy wins. And so, and that doesn't mean you have to be a certain personality type. Are you introverted, extroverted? It just means, are you invested in your own sense of well-being mind, body, heart, spirit, that you're doing the things that will nourish you. I think that has a significant influence to our success across the board.
I agree, because listen, let's just go to the opposite of that. A lot of us have been in meetings. We look over and there's one guy that's yawning and he's all, you know, you can see his body language is I'm exhausted, I'm hungover, whatever it might be. But so that ain't working, you know, but you're right. The person with the good energy is where you're naturally, you naturally are magnetically attracted to them. Not the person with the low energy, because they're sucking your energy. Or let's just say somebody's in a slump or a funk. What should they do to shift that? Because there's a lot of people listening right now that are in a funk.
Yep. Can I share three simple things?
Yep.
That they come up intuitively. The first one is get a good night's sleep. I know it sounds so simple and so basic, but it's true. Is often if I'm in a funk, I'm in a slump, we know that rest, right, is your go-to weight loss strategy. It's your go-to stress-reducing strategy. It's prioritize getting some good sleep. Secondly, is the power of gratitude. Has it been a while since you've done a gratitude list or gratitude prayer? I keep an active gratitude journal that I don't necessarily write in every day, but probably 4 or 5 times a week. And that will often shift my focus. Because we're in a funk, we're either physically tired or we're mentally tired, discouraged, or defeated. And so it's how do I reset the body and how do I reset my mind? Rest the body, gratitude your mind. And the third one, always, always guaranteed to get me out of a funk, is to serve someone else, hands down. And starting your day, now again, this is where my spiritual side comes through, is starting my day regularly and often with the question, who can I serve today? Or in the middle of your day or in the evening, is getting into serving someone else. Anytime I was in a sales slump myself, when I used to work and do corporate sales, and I still use this today, is when I'm in a funk, or I'm in the, you know, in that experience, is come back to rest, gratitude, service. One of those or all three of those will definitely reset you. They'll put you back into specifically the joy. Is when I'm in service and I start focusing on someone else, energetically, spiritually, whichever language you want to use around that, it shifts me energetically. It puts me back in this place of, like, you still love to do what you love to do with your business and the power of you're all in the people business no matter what you sell or what your business does. But choosing in to say, I'm going to choose to show up and serve. I know that for me, any one of those three things will shift me.
Do you guys see why I love this woman? Grace, I love it. You have something called grace. You have the ability to be unselfish. And that is what is missing in this world. And I want to be more like you, Tiffany Peterson. TiffanySpeaks.com. Check her out on the web. That's all you got to do and you'll be sold. We'll be right back. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Well, our special guest today is my friend, Tiffany Peterson, TiffanySpeaks.com on the web. Her Twitter handle is The Hope Giver. Instagram, Tiff, T-I-F-F, Tiff Peterson. And her new podcast, The Tiffany Peterson Podcast, already ranking way up near the top because she's good. She's a good human being. She's a business coach, and she is my friend, and she nourishes me every time I am with her and I speak with her. Even if I'm not with you, I'm just on the phone, even today, I feel energized just because you're bringing my mind into a higher nature way of thinking, just having gratitude. I mean, it's something we forget. We're always so busy, you know, like, oh, woe is me. Achanabish is the Jewish friends of mine would say, Achanabish is like, oh, poor me. And instead, you can just say, you know what? It's like the saying, I was sad when I had no shoes until I saw a man that had no feet. Just start to appreciate what you've got in your life, people, because guess what? There's a lot of people in the world that don't live in America. If you're listening to this around the world somewhere, you know, it's like it doesn't matter where you live. If you have your health, be happy. Just your health. Because you know what? Go visit some poor person in the hospital that has cancer or God knows what. The issues that we have in our lives today, we need to learn how to be happy again and to have gratitude and to have grace and dignities and virtues and values. These are lost arts. Bring them back. And that's what Tiffany Peterson is doing. I hope that you guys will all go and listen to her brand new podcast, the Tiffany Peterson Podcast. Kicks mine right in the face. That's why I'm having you on. I'm helping to get my numbers up. You hope
you're
giver.
So funny.
Okay, so you work a lot with women in business. What's the one thing you see that affect women specifically? Because I'm dealing with a lot of women in businesses, and these women are powerhouses. And I can tell you, women have something that men don't have. And I believe it's a spiritual nature. I think because they have to deal with so much of life's garbage, can I say that? We're men, like, we're like dump trucks. We're the dumpers. And you guys are kind of a lot of times the receivers of that dumping, if you know what I mean. But why do you deal so much and enjoy dealing so much with women in business?
Well, I love men and women, to be clear. I just think that I have this special, of course, sisterhood with my fellow women in business and the journey that they're on. And I think that women, not all women, of course, just to be clear, it's not a blanket statement, but I think that women sometimes more often can struggle with feelings of insecurity, second-guessing, self-doubt, and waiting for permission. And some of that's just changing what is kind of residually brought through many, many, many decades and hundreds of years of changing some of that story for women is waiting for permission, right? Or waiting for approval. Women are heavily conditioned when they are growing up. Now, we're seeing this shift a lot with young girls now, but I know especially my generation still was raised heavily with the feelings and the cultural influence of the value of fitting in, right? And part of being great in business or great at anything is the willingness to stand out. But women especially deal with the fear of what will other people think of me, because they're such relationship creatures. Now, again, I'm clear, not all women feel this way, and not all men, you know, also on the flip side, some men definitely feel what I'm talking about too.
Right.
It's just this propensity to be highly concerned about what other people think of me. Am I doing it right? And am I liked? And am I accepted? And a lot of that, again, comes from doing your deeper self-love and self-work, that do you have your own back? Do you show up for you and giving yourself that permission? So a lot of sometimes that inner work that is part of helping you grow your sales and your success or your business is a lot of it has to do with where your self-esteem is at. And that's true for men or women, right? That definitely has an influence. It's just this propensity to be stuck in waiting for permission or approval and or afraid of what will other people think of me, right? I mean, women are getting a lot of mixed messages in this day and age where we're like, you go, girl, shine bright. And then on the very flip side, well, not so bright. I mean, don't lose this and do it this way. Well, wait, shift it that way. And no, you should do it this way. And it's just there's a lot of that that women deal with that can be quite distracting.
Hmm. You know, it's funny. I know that so many women think that it's a man's world and have thought that, you know, forever. And for many, many, many years, it was a man's world. But I do think and I do believe that that is shifting, because it's not whether you're a man or a woman anymore. It's who is best at the job and who rises to the occasion with the most, I don't know, that lion heart or King Leonidas type energy where they take the bull by the horns. Whether you're man, woman, or some young kid, it doesn't matter anymore. It matters is who is the best and who shines the brightest. And so it used to be a man's world. I think that's kind of going out the window. And women, you ladies are proving that. Not all men, I don't want to give a blanket statement either, that not all men dump on women, but it was a man's world. And I'm almost 60. And I remember clearly when it was a man's world. And I'm very, very sorry that I, you know, kind of even for a while may have even by accident gotten that downloaded into me. But as I watch who shines these days, and I'm starting to see, man, that gal, she's got it going on. I want to be more like her. And then what I find is that so much of these things that these women have, the tools that men don't, are relationship-based, the ability to nurture relationships, and the whole body, mind, heart, spirit. Guys are like, ugh. Like Tim Allen plays that great part in his TV shows that he has, you know, kind of a male chauvinist pig grunting and making noise. But women have, because they're born with it, I believe, they have the ability to nurture. And, you know, it's like right now, I know the president of General Motors is a woman, Mary Barra. You're right. I happen to be a big car guy. And I know people that work for this lady, General Motors president, CEO, Mary Barra. And I've talked to a lot of them. I'm like, what's she like? They're, oh, she's the best. Now, you know, you're going to find always there's the haters and there's the people that love. But since I know many people in that industry, they have such great respect for her. And I believe it is because women have a better ability to keep their egos in check because, you know, they just do. I don't know why, because they've probably had to, I don't know. I honestly don't know why, because I'm a man. So I'm like, how do you guys do that? But I love the fact that women have the ability to nurture the way they do. And guess what? When you're an entrepreneur, you better learn how to nurture, because if you don't, you're going to be in trouble soon. Let me take another break. I want another segment with you. Man, I'm telling you what, you bring out a side of me that's very metrosexual, I got to tell you. That's why I'm playing a little bit of My Sharona. We'll take a little break. My friend Tiffany Peterson, I love her. I love this woman. We'll be right back. It is Entrepreneur Weekly. Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I have rock stars in my life. Tiffany Peterson's one of those people. I've known her now for a couple of years, and I have yet to find a flaw, and I've been looking, all right? Seriously. TiffanySpeaks.com on the web, her new podcast, brand new, already ranking near the top, is Tiffany Peterson. It's the Tiffany Peterson Podcast, all right? Her Twitter handle, The Hope Giver. Check her out on Instagram, Tiff Peterson, T-I-F-F Peterson. And all I can say is if you need a business coach, this gal will nourish you, your mind, your body, your heart, your spirit, your soul. And she'll give you some foundational fuel to energize you in business. So now let's talk about business a little bit. What is the one thing you think a person can do to stand out in their industry or business, Tiffany?
I love this. And it's coming back to our roots, Alan. Is, you know, the day and age we're all living in now, is everything is so heavily digital and, you know, marketing and pixels and cookies and tracking, and which is all great, 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 great. But what makes you stand out, I really believe, the thought or the concept around the power of the personal touch. Right? It's the power of how we show up in relationships. We're all in the relationship business. And how we show up in relationship is the significant influence to, I believe, standing out. It's a quote by Wayne Dyer where he says, it's rarely crowded along the extra mile. Mm. And I believe in that. But we're talking about the extra mile are just the simple things in life. Here's the thing. The thought I just want to make sure we teach or talk about today is that all humans that we all know currently, who you're married to, who you do business with or will do business with, we all have the same core human needs. The need to feel seen, valued, respected, listened to, right? I believe feeling heard in any relationship, whether you live together, whether you work together, is do I feel heard? Do I feel seen? Do I feel significant, right? The classic book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie's work, is just the power of coming back to, do other people feel important in your presence? Because how people feel in your presence is your true business card. You can have the sexiest branding. You can have the prettiest images for social media. But what matters is how people feel when they're with you, in person, online, at the dinner table. The humans you're doing life and business with, do they feel seen by you? Acknowledged? Are we present? Do we do the gestures like remembering birthdays or just because? Or, hey, I want to appreciate the staff that work for you. And, you know, you bring them lunch or send them to the day spa or the whatever the things might be. There's a lot of ways to do that. But again, foundationally, we're all in the relationship business. And I think the way that we stand out is especially how much technology we've gone. I love technology. But to pick up the phone and actually call someone, I don't know if you know that, but your cell phone, I don't want to blow anyone's mind here today on the show, but your cell phone can actually still make phone calls. It's weird, right? I mean, we're so into text and email and Facebook posts, and we stay connected. And those are positive ways, too, to stay connected. But the irony, Alan, is we live in a day and age when we're more connected than we've ever been, but you're seeing the rise of loneliness and you're seeing the rise of depression and challenges because we don't feel connected personally and emotionally. And so, again, if you're in the business to say, I want to be the standout, I want to take my business to the next level this year, I want to double my sales, a lot of that will be how are you going to stay connected to your existing clients, right? Because a lot of times when we think about sales, we think about recruiting new business. Are you taking great care of the people that already do business with you? Those people then, in turn, do a lot of your marketing for you. There's a powerful article out there by a guy named Kevin Kelly called 1,000 Raving Fans. Definitely worth your time to read that marketing article. Are we taking care of our existing clientele and our personal relationships? Because there's a universal principle here as well that what we water grows and what we ignore dies. And that's true for your health, your marriage, your business. Is what are you nourishing? And so just coming back to such a simple principle, I mean, I know it sounds so simple, but to live it in daily, weekly, monthly life of your business situation is, are we actively nourishing existing clients? Are we nourishing new relationships? Are we nourishing the people we do life with? Are we doing the things where we have that personal touch where people feel important to you? Because if I feel important to you, I will do so much more than ever asked or required, or I'll move my schedule, or I'll change things, or I'll up level for you because I feel valued by you. I'd love your thoughts to that. Insights about this principle?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this woman. You know what? That's so beautiful. I love it. All right, hold tight. You know, that reminded me of the movie Avatar, which is just a great movie. And I bet if I told you it was a love story, you'd say, what? Nah, there was something in there that taught me how to love in a whole different level. It's when the one Avatar looked at the other one and said, I see you. And that is what we need more of. Yeah, we need to look at each other right in the eye and say, I see you. And it means I love you. I see you. I'm giving you my attention right now. That's love. This is what an entrepreneur should learn how to do. Relationships. We'll be right back with the last segment of Tiffany Peterson. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. When you
believe in things that you don't understand. Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
When it comes to building and maintaining IT systems, smaller businesses wrestle with slim budgets and resource constraints. At the same time, they're pressured to deliver agility, security, and a great experience for their customers. How can small businesses transform their IT infrastructure without breaking the bank or restraining personnel? Look for a networking solution that is easy to deploy, operate, and manage, so it can scale seamlessly when it comes time to expand. Security is top of mind for everyone, especially small businesses that might not have the people or bandwidth to monitor the network as closely as they'd like. For that reason, it's key to look for security features that offer automation and are easy to deploy and use. Businesses that don't think they can afford to make an upfront investment in technology might want to ask about leasing or financing options. There are many easy ways to spread your payments over time while avoiding technology obsolescence. Visit cisco.com/go/SMB to discover our current promotions and free trials and explore the small business portfolio.
Help, I need somebody. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today.
Well, if you need someone, not just anyone, consider checking out TiffanySpeaks.com on the web. Of course, you can listen to her podcast, brand spanking new, Tiffany Peterson, the Tiffany Peterson Podcast. And on Twitter, the Hope Giver. She gives me a lot of hope. Tiffany, so before I let you go, we've done a whole hour together, which is very, very rare. I rarely put one person in one whole hour because I like to just give it in you know, snackable bites. And you have had so many great snackable bites. You're a business coach, so you do this for people, and you're so good at it. But I would like for you to, you know, maybe give us some keys to influence someone in their success and that can help them to be more successful. What do you think some of these keys could be that would be takeaways, little snackable takeaways?
Well, without 3 hours, we'll just condense it to a few thoughts and gems because we need to look. That's a big question.
Right.
But I think, you know, we've talked about self-care and really prioritizing your own energy. Secondly, I would say a powerful way to influence your success is, of course, who you associate with, the power of masterminds, events, like we talked about, podcasts, good content, putting good content in your brain. My YouTube channel, podcasts, all of those are ways that you can access a lot of content if you want to go deeper. But, you know, Alan, it's just like you and I meeting, and several times we've been in some great gatherings with amazing humans, and some of those we've organized. And so the power of choosing to mastermind and connect with like-minded people or people mentoring and mentors for you, I would definitely put our intention on that. Of course, there's lots of principles like goals and productivity and so forth, but I would really say is I would focus on that as well as your own self-care, nourishing your mind with good content, and specifically choosing intentionally to spend time with people that raise you up. That's one of those life hacks, right? Like we've heard the concept many times over, the quote by Jim Rohn that it's attributed to, that you become the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And so it's just like when I'm with you, Alan, and our friend Randy and others, that when we're spending time together, I feel edified. I feel inspired. I gain new ideas and insights. And sometimes those are circles of friends that get cultivated. Sometimes it's a paid-for mastermind. But I think that one of those most key things is when you want to create change. I just had a guy on my podcast. He has a book called Willpower Doesn't Work. And he talks about the power of your environment that influences you to change more than anything else. Your physical environment, the friends you hang out with, your influences, is that we all adapt to the environment that we're in. And so be intentional about spending time in environments with people who are playing the game at a larger level than you, or who are also, they're the kind of people you want to be more like, right? So being really clear about that and intentional, I think, is another way we absolutely shape and influence our success, is spend time with people that inspire you, mastermind with them, get in the room, get on the phone, get in spaces where you're going to spend time with people that lift you up.
All right. Well, you have done that for me, and I know you do that for many, and I thank you for sharing your life with so many and these gifts that you have been given, because you are just so good at it, so natural, so authentic. I would like for you, just for, you know, a minute, tell people about your new Tiffany Peterson podcast.
Yeah, so this has been a really fun project, and there's a whole story there about launching it and so forth. It is out in the world. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, or Stitcher for our Samsung phones as well. And it's a combination of life and business principles, a little bit like what we've covered today,
right?
Sharing good content and insight. And I hope you join me there.
Yeah, well, the Tiffany Peterson podcast, you just heard where you can find her. Also, TiffanySpeaks.com on the web, The Hope Giver, Twitter. And I'm very, very happy to know you, to have learned from you, just witnessing the kind of human being you are now for several years. I've never met anybody like you. I don't know where you have this endless amount of joy, energy, the ability to share it with others, which is such a lost art. And I do believe that, you know, if I want to find that fountain of youth that you have, then I have to emulate what you're doing. And so today, you've given us a pretty good piece of information on how to nourish the mind, body, heart, and spirit, as well as, you know, some of the business principles that are so, so, so important to us. And so you guys, seriously, out there in radio and podcast land, you guys need to spend some more time with my friend Tiffany Peterson, because she is totally bad to the bone, right? One of my favorite songs. ZZ Top, Bad to the
Alan
Bone.
Oh, Alan Taylor, what a joy to be with you.
You're the best. Thank you. I can't wait to see you again in person.
Oh, thanks, love.
All right. She is bad to the bone. We'll be back next week with another episode of Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. See you next time. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.